But just a minute, I realize it's done getting late and all that. And I'm thankful for the service we've had. I'm thankful for God's people moving. And appreciate the one follow the Lord. But I want to read these because I feel like we need them. I think we're living in a time that we need to we need one another. And we need to realize that God is still God. I want to read from the Psalms 42. It says, as the hart panteth after the water of brooks, it panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, and when shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude, and I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a holiday. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? I hope thou in God, for shall yet praise him for the help of his continuance. Now, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember thee from the land of Jordan and from Hermonites and from the Mizar. Deep calleth the deep at the noise of the water spouts, and all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord commanded his loving kindness in daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto to the God of my life. And I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? And as with the sword in my bones, and mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? And why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted with me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is a health of my ear, a continuance, and my God. And I made many mistakes from my reading. I apologize for my reading. But my thought today is, where they say daily unto me, where is thy God? And I want you to know today in the things that we're going through, with all the trouble that is around about us, I want you to realize today that's what people will be saying. Where's your God at? Now where's your God? I want you to know that's how that went on. It's always went on. It's always come around that how people have asked that question. Where's your God at? I want you to know, you'll hear a lot more of it now. I hear a while back, a couple months ago, with the first one of the ones I heard pass away, I believe it was in West Virginia. It was a pastor of a church there that passed away of the virus. And the news media got on there and said, now maybe they'll learn something. What they was basically saying is, where's your God? And I want you to realize today, God is not changed. It's going to rain on the just and the unjust. The sun is going to come up on the righteous as well as the wicked. God is still right there. He is not changed. But people are going to ask you where your God is. Are they going to ask you where your faith is? I want to tell you, my faith is in God. That's where my faith is. But I also realize he give us a little common sense, and we have to keep some common sense and understand how we must take care of one another. But understand this also, that God has not changed. He's still there, and we should still praise him. They asked Jesus a question once. Y'all pray for us just a little while. I ain't going to be very long, but I want to get a little of this out. They asked him a question. The people stood as he was there hanging on the cross and was dying. The people stood beholding, and the rulers also with the Pharisees and the scribes, when them desired him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be the Christ, the chosen of God, listen to me, God was there. He was with him, but hence I pleased God to see him suffer for us and the things that he had to suffer. They asked the question, they were saying, where he at? Where's God at now? Where's your miracles at now? I want you to know he was there. He was there with him on that cross. He was there. He saw his travail. I want you to realize. And then it came to a point even the Father had to turn aside. But I want you to know God was there. Where is your God? When people ask that solid now, I want you to know when they cast them in the fire years ago, the ones that come before us that wouldn't denounce Christ, I want you to know they cast their babies in the fire, and it's no doubt they was all standing back saying, where is your God now? Where is your Christ now? Where is the one that you serve? Now, I want you to know we're going to hear that. They're going to say that. They always have. They always will. But our God is of heaven. He's not made of hands. He's not made of something you see out here. And I want you to know he's there. He dwells in me. He is inside me. And from time to time, I humble myself, Sister Kelly, where people can see it or even not even hear it. I want you to realize how we need to let them see that God is real. Where is God? He's at Hilltop Church. Where is God? He's scattered out there in them cars and the parking lot and in the yard everywhere. He is in us. That's where God is. He made a bold in me. He's made a bold in you if you've been saved by God's grace. So where is our God? He is in our actions. How are we helling ourselves? I want you to know there's going to be churches split over this stuff. Right. And I pray it is not us. Right. I want you to know he is my God. He is your God. We are brothers and sisters. We are not enemies. Amen. I am not your enemy. You may not like me at times. You may not like some of the things I do. But I love you. I'll never be your enemy. There ain't enough devils in hell can turn me against you. Because I love you. From the bottom and the depths of my heart. That can't change. It won't change. Can you say the same? Let me hear your horns out there. Can you say the same? Are you going to stick together when they say, where is your God at? Are you going to give him honor and glory when he deserves it? Amen. When Stephen was being stoned to death, you don't think they were thinking, where is your God? And he lifted up his eyes and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. Listen to me. He had went nowhere. But Stephen still suffered to death. There may be some of us that die of this virus. There may be some of us die of cancer. There may be some of us die in a car wreck. And there may be some of us have our head cut off for preaching the gospel. But still, God will be God. Where's our God? When they ask me that question, I'm going to say right in here. He dwells in me. He dwells with the Father. He is my God. And his Son is my brother. And the Holy Spirit is my go-between between them and him. Elijah's servant that time, we've talked about him many times. They had been surrounded by the enemy. They'd come to get him. His servant woke up in the morning. He looked out, and everywhere they were surrounded. There was no hope. I'm telling you, he had a reason to be scared. I look around today. Republicans fighting Democrats, Democrats fighting Republicans. Everybody hates the president. The media is against the whole country. COVID-19 right in the middle of all of it. You don't think we ain't got troubles? I look around and I can't even watch. I'll turn the news on to watch the weather. And before they can get it on there, I'll get mad and change it. I heard the preacher say last night down there, he said, I watch the news. I want to know what's going on. I used to be the same way. But now all it does is destroy me. I turn it on and I look and I'm just like that servant of Elijah's. I look and I think, we're surrounded, God. There ain't no hope. There just ain't no hope. Where are you at? Just like it was when the ship was being tossed to and fro in the storm. And they said, Lord, you care not that we perish. We're dying here, Lord. We're going to drown. We're going to be destroyed by the storm. It's going on, Lord. Do you not care? And he rose up and he rebuked the wind. And they said, what manner of man is this that even the waves and the wind obey his voice? He was still there. So Elijah got up. He saw how scared the servant was. He saw how his faith had got weak just like mine. Mine gets weak. It does. I don't know what to do. It's yours. I don't know what to do. I find out news that there's more of this disease out there getting close to us, and I think I need to say something to the people. I need to tell you something. I don't know what to do no more. I look around and it just looks like we're surrounded. What are we going to do? Where are you, God? We even ask that sometimes, don't we? Just like them did on the boat. You care not, we perish. Where are you? Then he reminds me, I'm right here. I'm not changed. Where are you? Where have you been? And then he opens my eyes. And I look around. And there's angels and chariots all around. And I realize I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this battle. I want you to realize that's what the servant saw. That's what we need to see. When Elijah was in the mountain and he would just give up. He was ready to die. Go ahead and take me, Father. I'm no better than my fathers that come before me. Sitting down at that juniper tree. And God reminded him. He said, I've reserved 7,000 men who are bound, not bound, I need a bail. I want you to know he wasn't alone. And neither are you. And neither am I. Where is our God? Don't lose faith. I don't know what we're going to have to do. Where we are. What may come forth, I don't know. But we can't quit. I don't understand. I don't have the answers. And I know that's awful. I don't have all the answers. But I know the one that does. Where is he? He's sitting on the throne today. Jesus is at his right hand making intercession. The Holy Spirit is traveling back and forth. He's even with us as a comforter, directing this little church in the way it should go. In the 115th division, son, he said, not unto us, O Lord. not unto us, but unto thy name yield glory, for the mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in heaven. He hath done whatsoever it pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses, and they have, but they smell not. They have hands, but handle not. Feet, but they walk not. Neither speak they to their throat. They that make them are like them. So is everyone that trusted in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel, and he will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. And I'll tell you, he, Hilltop Church, trust the Lord, and he will bless Hilltop Church. Wherefore, if they say, the heathen say, where is now their God? We'll say, he's here. He dwells in us, this little body. So, that question's going to be asked a lot. And if you ain't careful, you'll be like me. You'll ask it yourself. But don't you never forget, God's not changed. Brother, you go out and preach the gospel. You do the best job you can. And I'm going to tell you, things, mistakes is going to come. There's going to be times people are going to get upset with you. Don't think they aren't with me. But that won't change your responsibility one bit. Amen. You think he gave up when it got a little rough? I'll be honest with you, when they spit on me, that would have been it. That'd been all of it. I'd got up and hit one of them right in the end of the nose. That'd been the end of it. It'd been over for me. He didn't. They spit on him. They smote him in the head. They took a crown of thorns, pictured our sins. I've seen that lately. And put it upon his head. And then they smote it and drove it down, made sure them thorns digging there good. He didn't quit. They beat him like a beating that no man has ever seen. His flesh laying there on the ground, blood laying there. He didn't quit. They hung him on a cross and held spikes in his hands and his feet and left him hanging there to smother to death upon his own fluids. And he didn't quit. I don't know how we'll have to continue forward. I don't. But I know this, we can't quit. We can't quit. I've got a grandchildren. I've got a granddaughter. I've been to the altar once. She still ain't told me nothing. I can't quit. I've got babies here that I love dearly. I will not quit. I will not give up on God, and I know he won't give up on me. So how we go forward, I have no idea. None. But I know this. If we'll stay a step, he'll be a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He'll lead us through this. I want to tell you, if we don't see a little trouble amongst us, we've not really been in the fire, have we? If it was all just out there in the world, we wouldn't really be tried, would we? But we're being tried by fire. Whether we continue on in whatever capacity, if I preach the windshields again for another month, then I'll preach the windshields the best of my ability. If the church wants to come inside and meet in here, I'll come and I'll preach the best of my ability. If you want to have a revival in the fall like we're planning on, I'll do the best I can. Amen. And some of you is going to question me. Some of you is going to say, I don't know if he's doing the right things, saying the right things. I'm not going to please every one of you. But you can promise this. I promise you this. I'm going to try everything I can to please him. Because he gave it all for me. So I've not once judged anybody for sitting out there in the parking lot, because I think if that's where your conviction is, that's where you need to be. And I love you, and I appreciate you so much for coming. I'm looking at you, trying to. Some of you's out here in the yard. I can't look everywhere. Y'all called me the pastor's church, and I'm going to do the best I can at it. So where is God? He's right here. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us, and he never will. I know that ain't much, but that's what he gave me. I pray we'll grab hold of it. I pray we'll open our eyes like the servant did and look around and see we're not alone. He's never left us. I pray we'll open our eyes and look up like Stephen did and see him right there. He's not went nowhere. I pray that just like Elijah was there in the mountain and he was ready to give up, God told him, he said, I've reserved 7,000 men. You ain't by yourself. You raise up and you go serve me. You serve him in the best capacity that you can by your convictions. And don't let nobody slur you in that. Because that's what they're going to be saying when you do it. Where is your God? So do the best you can. I love you, church. I love you. Let's stay together. I know we're not like physically together. I heard Brother Marty say this morning, I'll be back in a minute. I got to go talk to the rest of the little flock just for a second and we'll be done. God bless you. Love you. We may not be able to physically shake hands. We may not be able to hug one another. But I'm telling you this. There ain't enough devils in hell can stop us from loving one another. There ain't nothing that can stop us from caring about one another. There ain't nothing can stop us and separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. There ain't nothing can keep us from being his child. There ain't nothing can keep us from worshiping him. There ain't nothing can keep us from loving him. Where is our God? Where is our God? He is right here. He is within you. He is within me. And I love him today. And I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. No matter how much they say, where's your God? Where's he at? No matter how much they say it, I'll not quit. I love you. You hang in there and don't you give up. Don't you give up. Yeah, I'm crazy. God bless y'all. Amen. I reckon I'm done now. If I ain't, I'm going to sit down. I love y'all.